This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it's going to be such an awesome day today. There's going to be history. What's the most vicious level of politics? They're trying to destroy Trump. What's their next plans? Do I still believe they're going to finally get him? We're going to talk about Democrats and Republicans tying more than one issue into a bill. Why do they do that? My favorite moment as a radio host, various primary supporters attacking other primary supporters, all that. So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin right here, though, first. Before we do anything else, I need to explain something about how I look at the country right now, how I see the state of things, and it may sound dark at first, but it's actually not. It's a message of hope, so just stay with me. The Daniel Penny story is a story that has captured, honestly, the entire country, way beyond New York City. Daniel Penny, Marine Corps vet, stops a bad man on the subway from hurting somebody. Guy dies, facing manslaughter charges. Illegals jumping cops in New York, already out, no bail, scot-free, eating pupusas as we speak. I need to say something. And I really don't want it to sound as dark as it sounds. Because believe me, I'm going to put a cherry on top of it at the end. People are understandably outraged. Understandably outraged. Hey, well, here we have this hero, veteran, save somebody. And here we have illegals, trash in this place. And people are floored about the illegals and what they've done. Did you see this little exchange? You probably didn't because it was on CNN. Listen to this little exchange. Hey, why do the illegals go spend money in Florida and then come back to New York?
But within that group, there is this one percenter, you know, criminal element that looks at a different opportunity here. These individuals, I went over their rap sheets yesterday, multiple charges, grand larceny, robbery, attempted robbery, grand larceny. This particular crew operated on mopeds and scooters. They were doing organized retail theft. They were doing snatches on the street. One of them that they are still seeking has 10 charges on one day because he's part of a pattern that's been going on. And I'm looking at the dates that their arrest started, which they've only been here a couple of months. So what the detectives are telling me is they have crews here that operate in New York, do all their stealing, then go to Florida to spend the money and then come back. And I'm like, well, why don't they just stay and steal in Florida? And they said, because there you go to jail.
Oh.
Why don't they just stay and steal in Florida? Well, because there they go to jail. New York, they don't go to jail. If you try to stop a criminal, you go to jail. But if you are a criminal, you don't go to jail. So here it is. There are places in this country. It is not the country as a whole. But there are places in this country where we, when I say we, I mean you and me, the good people who want what's good, where we have been conquered. And conquest, we're actually going to talk a little bit about history tonight on the show and whatnot. Conquest is the nature of man. It is the entire history of the world. As I read on the history story about this group or this people or this country, and you read about the ones who have been conquered, you know, nations get conquered, tribes get conquered. Getting conquered and conquering, it's a state that many human beings have had to live throughout history. New York City doesn't belong to us anymore. These extremely blue places, we have been conquered there. I'm not saying we can never conquer them back. But I am telling you something that is hard to accept, but it is something you have got to accept to plan your future, to protect yourself, to understand where we are. You can call it a black pill or whatever you want to call it all you want. We have to have real, honest conversations about where we are. New York City doesn't belong to good people. It belongs to criminals. It belongs to the communists. Why does it belong to them? You know what? I hate to say it. Credit to them. They conquered it. They did it through the political process. They worked hard in their local elections. When they had a Democrat in office who wasn't quite enough like Chairman Mao, they primaried him, got him out of office. They busted their butt. They knocked on doors. They donated money. They made sure they filled every single level of government with a committed communist who will do what they want him to do. From DA to mayor to city council to you name it. They worked hard. They fought hard. And they conquered us. We got conquered. There are parts of this country that have been conquered. That I'm not saying we can never conquer them back, because that happens. I am saying we have got to have a sober, realistic view of the country we have versus the country we think we have. The truth is, why are any of us shocked that a good guy's in jail and the bad guys are out in New York City? New York City belongs to the bad guys now. They won. You know who gets to determine the laws, rules, who gets to live where, how? You know who gets to determine that in a city? An ancient city. In the year zero. The year zero. Jesus was born. An ancient city. You know who's going to determine the laws, the rules in that city? The one who wins. When Genghis Khan is sitting outside of the walls of your city, Genghis Khan was always very honest about it. You can submit now and do everything I tell you to do, or I'm going to kill everyone in that city. And you know what? The cities that submitted got what they got. The ones who didn't, everyone died. But the point was, if you weren't strong enough to fight off Genghis Khan, he was going to do with you as he pleased. Because once he took you, it wasn't your city anymore. It may have been your city yesterday. Today, it's his city. And in his city, he does as he pleases. The truth is, there are parts of this nation that I love so much, and I know you do too, where we have been conquered. They're not conquering it. We have been conquered. Now we can make plans to survive, to solidify the places we can save, to start working on taking the areas we've lost back. Yes, all those things are true. But we have to have an honest conversation about where we are. I love this little soundbite. It's a Kathy Hochul then and now when it comes to illegals. You want to talk about a state that has been conquered.
Despite where they came from or despite the circumstances that drove them to this country, into this state, we say you are welcome here. We are welcome with open arms, and we'll work to keep you safe. We'll not only house you, but we'll protect you. And the richness of the culture and the diversity and the food and the restaurants that we know are going to be coming because of these efforts are beyond measure. It's an extraordinary part of our story. And it's woven into the story of New York.
They're coming from all over, but we have to let the word out that when you come to New York, we're not going to have more hotel rooms. We don't have capacity. So we have to also message properly that we're at our limit. If you're going to leave your country, go somewhere else with a smile.
You can hear it in her voice, can't you? She knows. All right, enough. We're moving on. It's been on my mind. Just wanted to talk about that really quickly. Now let's dig into these Ask Dr. Jesse questions. There are so many good ones and so much history and fun stuff and political stuff and personal stuff. I like that. Jesse, please explain why Congress, Republicans and Democrats, tie things together in one bill. She's talking about your border security in Ukraine. It hurts my brain, and it's killing our country. Politically, I understand, but that's where it ends for me. It's old issues, I know, but thank you for bringing it out. She didn't say I can say her name, so I won't. This is one of those things people have been discussing as a campaign talking point for a long time. So this is not, it's not something new. It's certainly not something that's unique to me. I came up with this. But, you know, single issue bills. How many times have you heard people yell that? Or maybe you've yelled it yourself. Single issue bills. Let's talk about why exactly they do this. And talking through the why makes me sick. But let's talk about why they do this and why we need to start holding our own people to account, not just the dirty communists for this stuff. Before we talk about that, let's talk about making sure our dogs are healthier and happier. You know what just sucks your bank account dry? It's staggering. Vet bills. Have you ever had a dog starts to get in poor health? If you've had a dog, you've had a dog that starts getting poor health. They just drain you. You end up having to have pet insurance. I can't believe I'm at the place where I have pet insurance. You know you can avoid the vet, right? You know that our dogs have more health problems than they should. They have those problems because they don't ever get nutrition. What kind of health problems would you have if you had a triple cheeseburger every meal the way I just ate one right before the show? It would be bad, wouldn't it? Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food so your dog can actually have nutrition. Vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes, omega oils. Your dog will not only live longer, it will live healthier and better, and your bank account will thank you. Roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I do enjoy that song, Chris. It is. They are an American band, and American bands, as everyone knows, are superior to all other bands, as evidenced by groups like CCR and Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, the greatest bands of all time. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All right. The question was about tying together different issues into one bill. The hot one today is, we'll secure the border if you give us money for Ukraine. You've heard me ranting about this all week. Well, let's just talk, and I know it's kind of a simple point that everyone gets, but let's talk about why they do it. It makes me even angrier. These politicians, Democrat and Republican, they tie multiple issues together in one bill for one reason and one reason only. There's never a second reason. They do this out in the open, and they do it for one reason and one reason only. So they can never be held to account for the crappy things they vote for, because they'll throw all kinds of crap in there, and they'll not force people, but they'll make people feel obligated to vote for it because it'll have one decent thing in there. And so when they're called out on the horrible bill and all the crap in it, they can say, but I had to. It's I want you to picture this. You work here in the studio, and I show up one day and I say, hey, all right, we have a huge day. These are some things we have on the agenda today. First, I've got a line on a box of gold coins. It's in the backyard. We've got to go dig up a box of gold coins. Then we'll split the gold equally. Also, we have to repave the driveway, tear out the drywall in here, and take the trash out. And you can volunteer to do all of that, or you can sit today out. See, well, I said that I used the gold coins specifically for you, Chris, because I knew that's all I had to say, and you would be sucked in. Obviously, we all know which direction Chris is going to choose now that the gold coins are out there. But you see, that's what they do. This is what Congress does. If I get elected to Congress, which I tried twice, that's not going to happen. But if I get elected to Congress, and you know about the issues I'm passionate about, what's something I'm majorly passionate about, Chris? Okay, so Chris said, that's a great one. Chris said abortion. I'm majorly passionate about that. And they throw out some horrible, crappy bill with all this pork spending here and just flat-out bribery here and money for solar panels over here, and it all sucks, right? It's all horrible. But then they throw in some, you pick whatever you want, some outstanding piece of pro-life legislation they put in there as an amendment to it. And that's how they get people like me. They come to knock on my office. Hey, Congressman. Wow, is that In-N-Out Burger you're eating over there? Anyway, Congressman, we would like you to vote for this bill. And I stand up and I say, no, it's crappy. Look at all this stuff. It's bad. Well, I thought you were pro-life. Aren't you pro-life? And if you vote for this bill, you can go back to all your constituents and tell them how pro-life you are. You can do a big press conference today. Hey, man, look, I promised you I'd be pro-life. It's a huge scam. Every time there's a bill with multiple issues in it, they're doing it to cover for themselves, to cover their own rear ends. That's why they do it every time. And this is something both parties do all the time. It drives me insane. And they've been doing it for so long. Again, this is why it's a simplistic point. You know all this. You've probably been yelling about this forever. They've been doing it for so long that we just, I don't want to say we've accepted it. It still makes us angry. As you can tell, it still makes me angry. But it's not even scandalous anymore. I read it, what was it, yesterday or the day before, that article in Politico, when they flat out said, it was like paragraph 6 in the article. Senators have been working for 3 months trying to tie border security with Ukraine funding. Wait. What? What? Hold on. What? No matter what you think about border security, and no matter what you think about Ukraine funding, you've been working for 3 months trying to tie the two issues together? And why are you doing that? So every single one of you scumbags can go vote away our money and our freedom and not be held to account for your crappy votes. It's so the Democrats, they'll pass this, well, they won't end up passing it, I don't think. They'll pass this border security / Ukraine funding bill, and you know what they'll do? They'll run to the camera, and they'll say, look at the money we got for Ukraine. Mainly because they know they're Democrat based. They're a bunch of stupid drones who don't know anything about Ukraine, but they know they're supposed to worship it. We got money for Ukraine. Look at us. And then Republicans, they'll run to the microphone, and they'll say, wow, we secured our border just like you always wanted. Isn't that great, guys? That's why they do it. It makes me sick. Not just that they do it, that it's not even controversial anymore. It's not even scandalous anymore. In a country where we were getting our act together, whoever was running against your congressman, if he did that sort of thing, would be running ads against him because he knew it would make the people so mad. Ads that said, this guy lumped two different issues together. What a scammer. Can you believe this guy? He wouldn't even have to tell you what the issues were. This guy voted for two different issues in the same bill. That should outrage the American people. But the scandal's so built into our politics now, it doesn't. All right, we got to move on. What's the most vicious level of politics? Oh, I'll tell you. Before we get to that ugliness, let's get to something cool. Have you ever heard of the Do Good Village? So picture this. It's in Lando Lakes, Florida. And what it is it's a community, 100-home community, built by Tunnel to Towers. A community for who? Well, if you are a Gold Star family and dad didn't come home from Afghanistan, you have a home there. If you're a catastrophically injured veteran, you lost your legs in Iraq, you need something special, you have a smart home there built for you by Tunnel to Towers. It's not just the individual homes provided for these people. It's that they now have a community where they come together and heal together. That's where your $11 a month goes. Widows, orphans, veterans. That's what you do when you support Tunnel to Towers. $11 a month. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. T2T.org. T2T.org.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I almost forgot. We forgot to pay homage to somebody before I get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Today's a big anniversary. You don't know about it, Chris? Oh, 10 years ago today, Bill de Blasio murdered a groundhog in New York. Don't you remember? You don't remember that? You don't remember this? Chris, you have to go pull up the video. See if the audio is any good. It probably won't play on radio. I remember it like it was yesterday. He had to go out and do the politician thing, and they hand him this adorable groundhog named Charlotte. And de Blasio, because he's a big stupid oaf, holds up the groundhog and he tries to, baby finger it. I'm sure he's never had a construction job in his life. He's got these little girl hands, even though he's 9 feet tall. And he just bumbles the groundhog. And groundhogs, they're not house cats. They're not made to be body slammed by Bill de Blasio from 10-foot high. And the friggin' thing dies. Rest in peace, Charlotte. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, de Blasio. All right, quit. Dear Shogun Oracle, I just read a quote from Henry Kissinger that said, the reason that university politics is so vicious is because the stakes are so small. What do you think is the most vicious level of politics? Well, I wanted to talk to you about this, actually. Now, first of all, I need to be clear. National politics, obviously, can be pretty hard-nosed. It can be very, very, very hard-nosed. When I was running for Congress, we'll make it about me. Let's talk about me for a moment. When I was running for Congress in Arizona, it was a lot for my family, my wife, my parents, to turn on the television set, watching the NFL game, whatever people were watching. And there's all of a sudden an ad about your son, about your husband, making him look like a monster. It's one thing to have somebody say that about you. It's another thing to have that be on television commercials. And then you find yourself, looking around. Oh my gosh, do people don't believe that, right? Oh wow, that's really, think about what that was like. And remember, I'd never been involved in politics before. And so it's not like we grew up that way. It was a lot. Now, I'll be honest, it never bothered me. And it still dumbfounds the wife to this day why it never bothered me. It's just what people think just does not bother me. It does not. It never bothered me. I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool. I thought it meant I was in the fight. I enjoy the fight. I enjoy them hitting back. I enjoy hitting them. I enjoy it. I like it. It makes me feel alive. That's not fun for a lot of people, though. Most people aren't sociopaths like I am. So that's a lot. So again, national politics, that gets to be a lot. The most vicious politics, the most vicious politics you will find, though, they're local politics. And I was hesitant to say this because I always tell you to run for local office, but I think it's important people understand what they're getting into. And I don't want you to be afraid of it. Remember, we need you. We need you on that school board. Not the guy across the street, not another lawyer. We need you on the school board. We need you in the state house. We need you on the city council. Anyway, local politics is so vicious, and it's so vicious for a couple different reasons. One of the main reasons local politics is so nasty is it comes to you where you live. And it comes to you, whatever you're doing. And here's what I mean. You run for local office. You're going to run into people who hate you in the grocery store. You might run into your political opponent at church on Sunday. It gets personal. People you know, neighbors of yours. Oh, they put up a yard sign for your opponent instead of you. Then you're looking across the street. Wait a minute, that's Susie's house. I brought her cookies when her cat got sick. What's Susie? What? It hurts worse because it's personal. It's where you live. It's people you know. It's people you interact with. And it's worse because the people who get into these seats, they jealously guard the power they have like you can't even imagine. The people think the worst politics are the most vicious politics, that it's Washington, D.C. And oh yeah, that's very hard-nosed, but local office? You take somebody who has run for city council, they've been sitting on the city council for 10 years. This is a human being who is used to dictating which direction the city goes. Now you try to take that power away from them, they will fight you tooth and nail. And this goes way beyond places, you know. Well, yeah, of course, it's New York City. This goes to small town America. I was actually swapping text messages, not yesterday, the day before, with somebody, doesn't matter who it is. You would know this person, but he was getting involved locally in a tiny rural town in a western state, and he got absolutely screwed by the local politicians there, and they just flat out did him wrong. It looks like it was probably illegal. Small town politics is more nasty than any other version. That is the truth. Jesse, what's your favorite moment from the from your years of being a radio show host? Favorite moment? Oh man. I'll tell you this. This is going to sound really cheesy. I don't even want to answer it. It's going to sound really cheesy. Okay. All right. I'll answer it, Chris. This is going to sound very cheesy, and it's going to sound like I'm a better person than I am. Trust me, I'm going to get there. I like to have some sort of meaning behind whatever I'm doing, a mission, if you will. I'm a very mission-focused person. I want a mission. I don't just want this or that or career or whatever. I want a mission, a goal of some kind. And believe me, I know that makes me sound a lot better than I am. I'm a piece of crap, all right? But I needed a mission. It's part of the reason I joined the Marines. It's the entire reason I ran for office when I got out. It's why I stayed in politics instead of going back to work construction when I was in. I wanted a mission. It's part of the reason I was done selling RVs after I got done with all that. It was good job, good living. I'm glad I did it. I needed a mission. So we started doing this, and the show ended up blowing up to where it is now. It's crazy. It's crazy that the show is big now. I just can't believe that. Anyway, so we started doing this 5 years ago, and the thing blew up on us. But remember, I don't sit down and do a show for a crowd. Radio is very isolated. I'm sitting here by myself in a studio. There's Jewish producer Chris behind the glass. Producer Michael's behind the glass. But other than that, we work in a three-man office every day. There's not cheering crowds or whatever. I don't see you laugh when you laugh. Like, we don't know. So you don't really understand that the show is meaningful for people until you start to get their interactions. Either, remember we did the book tour? The book tour just blew me away. They had figured that we would be 2 hours at each location. It was 4 hours, and even then it was difficult to get through everyone. The lines were around the block, and you talk to these people, and what the show means to you, that floored me. And honestly, I got this text message the other day. I don't know if I should read who it's from. It was from one of our, whatever. I got this message the other day from an advertiser you would know. I need to tell you this. This is what he texted me. We just did a call with one of your listeners. He's a convicted felon, nonviolent drug charges, did 6 years. And during that time, by his words, he found Jesse Kelly and Jesus and has completely changed his life and is doing really, really well now. Just know that you're doing some good work and so on. That kind of stuff, it doesn't make my day. It makes my entire life. That there's a dude right now listening to me in the joint, and maybe for whatever reason, the show has helped him turn his life around a bit He's about to turn things around and just have a changed life. That it helps kids. I mean, we get emails from kids. I listen at night when I go to sleep. My mom and dad aren't doing that well. I listen like that stuff. That honestly, I'd do it for free. I'd do it for free for that. That's friggin' awesome. All right, enough of that sappiness. Quit. Somebody's mad at DeSantis supporters. Someone else is mad at Trump. We haven't done Trump and DeSantis stuff for a while. That'll be offensive and wonderful. Let's do that real quick before we do that. May be offensive to you what I'm about to talk about, no matter who you support. So time to go grab your male vitality stack and buck up. You need your T levels where they need to be. Otherwise, you can't ever hear these hard conversations. Get a male vitality stack in your body from Chalk. Get a female vitality stack in your body from Chalk. And by the way, another great moment. Remember, it happened a couple weeks ago. 67-year-old man couldn't afford a whole male vitality stack from Chalk. I reached out to Seton at Chalk. They sent him one. How freaking cool is that? No, don't email me again. He can't do that again. But they are on sale. Everything's got a huge discount through the end of February for the lifetime of the subscription. So pounce on that soon. All right? CHOQ.com. Find out how much better natural herbal supplements can make your life. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Go get a subscription. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We have so much more to get to on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to talk about human nature and conquest. Someone wants to know why someone like Vladimir Putin tries to conquer things. We're going to talk about entertainment creating it. Right now, though, there are a couple different questions. DeSantis and Trump talk. We haven't done that in forever. Which one should we do first, Chris? We'll deal with this guy first because it's the top of my stack. Hey, Jesse, what do you think of DeSantis supporters who not only say they sit out November, but they're actively trying to destroy President Trump on social media to the benefit of Biden? They openly admit they want the country to crash and burn with Biden as long as Trump doesn't get reelected. Okay. All right. There's a lot to this, so let's dig in here. First and foremost, you mentioned that it's on social media. Now, I try to throw up a few things a day on Twitter. I don't really have any of the other social media stuff. I have them, but I don't have them on my phone. I never really look at them. I'm never there. But you know what I don't do? I don't spend a lot of time on social media. And here's why. Let me explain. It can give you an extremely false sense of how things are going, how people think, how people really react. I warned everyone in the very beginning of the primary. I warned everyone. Trump supporters and DeSantis supporters. I warned you all what would happen. The candidates themselves, you should toss all the mud at the candidate you oppose. That's what a primary is for. But I warned you, the people in the opposing camp, the supporters, they're your people. They just support someone different. Trump supporters and DeSantis, I've been to a Trump rally. I've been to a DeSantis event. I know the people, they're all the same. They're the same people. You want the same things. Slightly different. Obviously, some value different things because they are two very different men. But the people, if you're a Trump fan, the DeSantis people are not your enemy. If you're a DeSantis fan, the Trump people are not your enemy. But here's what happened in that primary. In the primary, it never got extremely competitive. Trump never got close, or DeSantis never got close enough to Trump. It did, however, get vicious between the supporters themselves. It went from, if you're a DeSantis supporter, I hate Trump and the vax stuff, or if you're a Trump supporter, I hate DeSantis and he's disloyal. It went from that to, you're a stupid idiot. Loser, I hate you for supporting Trump. I'll kill you. It turned into that kind of craziness. It turned into people being terrible to the supporters of others. And here's the thing. We love, especially dudes, I don't want to speak for women here, but especially dudes, we love drastic things. And we love extreme things. Dudes love movies like Man on Fire. You ever see that movie? It's a great Denzel Washington movie. You never saw it, Chris? It's right up your alley. Dude is a killer. He's an assassin. And they manage to make him mad. And he just goes around killing a bunch of people. Like putting explosives up their butts and stuff like that. Crazy stuff. Now, that's obviously not ideal. You don't want to go around killing people and stuff like that. But dudes love that movie. You know, John Wick. I'm going to go shoot a bunch of people in the face because my dog died. That's a little extreme, but we love that stuff. And in politics, we love things like this. This is what you'll see this a lot. No, we're going scorched earth on them. We're going scorched earth. No, it's time to go scorched earth on DeSantis supporters. Well, that's fine. The problem with scorched earth is the earth tends to be scorched when you're done. If you start throwing nails at the supporters on the other side, and both sides did it, so don't say, I didn't, maybe you didn't, both sides did it. It quickly descended into a fight of supporters instead of the candidates themselves. You start in on that, well, sometimes those wounds don't just heal up in 15 minutes. Now, I do want to come back to this. Remember, social media is not reflective of the attitude of most people. Are there DeSantis supporters who will not support Trump ever again? Of course. Not just because of the primary. Half the reason a lot of DeSantis supporters are DeSantis supporters is because they have real axes to grind of various kinds with Trump. Are there some that will never support him again? Of course. Is that the vast majority? No, it's not. It's not. The vast majority are planning on voting for Trump this November. Don't sit and stress about what one dude on Facebook or whatever said, I'm never voting Trump again. There are some people out there like that for sure. Are there a bunch of them? It's not the majority, no. No, it's not. But in a primary, when you take the guns away from the candidates themselves and you start aiming those guns at the supporters of the other guy, people don't get over that right away. Lots of times they don't get over that right away. And that's the way it goes. Again, scorched earth sounds great until you need to plant some crops after the war. And then you find out, wow, the earth is scorched. Who did that? All right. Now, someone else, that was a pro-Trump guy. This guy's mad at Trump about primaries. He wants to talk about Trump and Trump primaries, creating entertainment. We have so much to get to. We also have to, again, have another little chat about Janet Yellen coming out and just flat out admitting that, oh, we're not even trying to get prices
down.
How
do you convince Americans and voters that those prices might not go back to where they were before the pandemic?
Well, I think most Americans know that prices are not likely to fall. It's not the Fed's objective to try to push the level of prices back to where they were.
Yeah, please get some gold or silver, please. Oxford Gold, they handle this stuff for you, and they handle it for you in a straightforward and easy way. I've got emails here, all kinds of emails from people talking about the ease with which Oxford will get gold in your hands. They'll get it in your retirement. You don't have to stress how to do any of these things. Oxford handles it all. This is for normal people. Give them a call. They can't give you financial security unless you call them 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD. 2 hours left.
This is an iHeart podcast.